Hello, everyone. I am Juliana Abraham. I am currently 17 years old, and today's date is April 21st, 2019. And I am here with my grandmother at my house.
Hello. My name is Jean Colabrusco, and I am 80 years old.
So, you talked to me a little bit about the Richard Daley and the 1968 Democratic Convention. The chant from the streets was, "The whole world is watching." Were you? The chant from the streets of Chicago was, "The whole world is watching." Were you watching?
Oh, yes, I was there.
Tell me more. How was it?
Well,
what was your experience?
It was the summer of 1968, and my daughter, your mother, Nicole, was 2 years old, and my neighbor and I came down to Michigan Avenue to take her to see a pediatrician specialist. And we went up, and they took the test they had to take, and when we came down, it was lunchtime, and the streets were so crowded. It was unbelievable. And I thought, well, with the convention here, they probably brought their families, and they're probably shopping down Michigan Avenue. So we went to have some lunch. And when we came out of lunch, they were running, the people, all over the place. Knocking over a garbage can here and there. And we didn't know what was happening. So we went and got in the car and thought, we have to get out of this, whatever it is. And we started talking and we said, well, maybe it's not just family members of the people in the convention. Maybe it's something else, because they seem to be really hollering and screaming. And when we tried to find a street off of Michigan Avenue, the police wouldn't let us stop or go. And they said, you're going to have to find a different way out of the loop. And we thought, oh my heaven. So we tried three or four streets and we couldn't get anywhere. And it was right around the time of the war in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And so many Americans in those years did not like the war in Vietnam. They didn't think we should be there. And we decided that that's what this was. A lot of the young people were just going and running through the city, and we thought they were complaining to the people in the convention about the war.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried going in every side street, east, west, north, south. We couldn't get out of town. And I thought, well, what are we going to do? My daughter is 2 years old. I have to get home. I have two other children. And my neighbor, who the children growing up called Mommy Celeste, because they got used to calling me Mommy, and she was such a close neighbor, they called her Mommy, and she said, well, you have a Mommy, so why don't you call me Mommy Celeste? So the name stuck. And her husband was an attorney in the loop.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving close to a street corner where there was a telephone booth. And she said, can you get over close to that corner, and I can try to get out of the car and call John, who was her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. I thought, please, Lord, don't let me hit one of these people. But I got over there, and she jumped out, and she said, try to get around the corner to pick me up, around the block to pick me up.
Uh-huh.
So I did. It was a slow trip, because I was so afraid I was going to hit one of these young people, because they were being very careless and doing stupid things. Mm-hmm. But I got around the corner, and she was there, And I pulled over, and she jumped in, and she said, I got a hold of John and told him what the problem was. And I said, the police wouldn't let us out of the loop no matter where we turn.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, he said, I'll tell you where to go. And he said, you pick me up. And she said, but you have your car downtown. And he said, that's all right. I'll take the train down tomorrow and get it then. Yeah. So we did. We got over by his office, and we were able to actually stop. So she jumped in the back seat with your mother, and I got in the passenger seat, and John got in the driver's seat, and we tried with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't having a whole lot of luck, but he said, okay, instead of trying to get out, let's just keep driving south till maybe we start running out of people.
Mm-hmm.
So we drove and we drove and we drove.
What was some of the stuff that you saw when you were driving?
They were all being very reckless. They were destroying little things, you know. And mm-hmm. I don't remember them damaging any buildings
mm-hmm.
or cars, but they did a lot of other damage, you know. And I think the people in the convention were afraid to come outside because they didn't know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think any of the young people were able to get inside, but we went way south, and we were finally able to get out of the town, out of the town, and we got home.
Mm-hmm.
But we had gotten down there like at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we got home.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on the news, and they were still really, the police were kind of arresting some of them because mm-hmm. they were really being, they were tearing up signs and
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And eventually we did find out in the news that several of them had been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, is this going to go on tomorrow, or what's going to happen? And we didn't pay attention after that. To us, it happened while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it scared us half to death because we had a baby with us.
What were some of your thoughts when you were seeing all of this happen, all the people? And what were you thinking about the convention, like, as a whole?
Well, we didn't see any of the convention people because they were all inside, and they were having meetings and having politicians talk and everything. And
mm-hmm.
there were so many police around where they were. None of these kids were able to get in there. And it was just a matter of they were all worried because they did have families in town,
mm-hmm.
but evidently their families weren't out in the street with this,
mm-hmm.
and so they were safe. But it went on for a couple of days, nothing like the first day. The first day was really bad, and there were kids that were arrested. And the next day they were there, and they were milling around, and they were hoping that eventually they would, the politicians would come out, and whether that happened, I don't know, because I lived out in Morton Grove, and I swore I wasn't going anywhere near the city until mm-hmm. all this was over, and thank God we got home safely,
mm-hmm.
and for me, that was the end, but I don't think I ever forgot it, because as I say, I was a young mother. I had my 2-year-old daughter with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was supposed to be just a simple trip to the doctor. And it turned out to be a very scary trip because we didn't know if it would get bad enough that sometimes the young people would try to damage the cars
uh-huh.
or get people out of the cars.
Yeah.
We were lucky. It didn't happen to us. Whether it happened to anybody else, I don't know. But that was pretty much my story. I didn't have anything else to look into, and I did watch the news, and they did it for, it went on for a couple of days, but I think there were enough people that were arrested that they finally got it calmed down so that it wasn't like anything like that first day.
So the rest of the other days, you just watched it on
the
TV?
News. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't want to go near there, and the doctor said we didn't have to bring her back, so that was good. Didn't have to go back down mm-hmm. there. And she was a little afraid, too. Being 2 years old, she didn't know what was going on. And
yeah,
she
how
was
she acting?
Hanging on to me or Celeste as much as she could, you know. But John got us through the loop and
mm-hmm.
got us back to Morton Grove, and everything was over. And I thought, thank you, the Lord, for getting us out of there safely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about the end of my story.
What was your view of the mayor, Richard Daley, and how he ran the city of Chicago? Well, what's your view on
that? The original Daley, the father, right?
Yes.
Mayor
Richard Daley.
Well, I don't know, because as I said, we lived in the suburbs, and I was never impressed with him because there were too many things that, I don't know what I expected as a young woman, but
mm-hmm.
Everybody thought he was a wonderful mayor, and I thought, well, they always somehow, something secretive always came out about him, and you wondered if it was true or if it wasn't true. And I wasn't that impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But then I haven't been too impressed for a lot of years for the mayors
mm-hmm.
in Chicago.
Okay, so there was the police riot that took place also. Was this action fair or not? Do you think it was fair? Like,
no.
Were the police being
no.
fair? Were, why?
No, I thought the kids, it's almost like in today's world when we have, if things happen and they have all these riots,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just, there's that certain number of people that get angry about something and they have to do something
mm-hmm.
that's not necessarily something good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought about that. I had no opinion of the war. I was young. My husband was not in the war. He was already out of the service by then. And it was just a matter of we went to war. Maybe we shouldn't have. But
mm-hmm.
The way the people that hated it reacted, I thought, hey, you know, you're an American. These people that are over there fighting, giving their lives, they're all Americans. And
mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't want to be there either, but they are. And you have to give them some kind of support to know that they're not necessarily doing anything terribly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what their government has requested of them, and therefore they have to be there whether they want to be there or not. But a lot of them, as they were coming home, were treated horribly. And I thought that was terrible. So many of them gave their life for that war, or worked hard enough to almost give their life for that war. And I feel that a lot of the people back here reacted very badly about it.
How do you think they should have reacted? What do you think?
I think they should have given them the respect they deserved. Now, these men didn't say, hey, I want to go over there and do this.
Mm-hmm.
The government said, you have to do this.
Yeah.
And they went and they did it. And a lot of them probably didn't want to be there. And it was just a matter of, I've been ordered to do this, I've got to do this, so let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the people back here should have given them some kind of respect as they were coming home. Don't mm-hmm. treat them like they did something horrible.
Yeah, right.
They did what their government asked them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So please, please, why didn't you give them some kind of respect, knowing we're glad that you're at least home and safe?
Right. How do you think the police should have reacted?
Well, I think the police on the day of the riots did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kept them from doing any really big damage in the loop. And from any injuring any innocent people, such as like we were or something, you know, or people that worked down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of upset with us because they wouldn't let us out of the city, but that was something they had to do because they couldn't take a chance on all these people that were rioting getting out of the city and into the neighborhoods.
Right.
That would have been terrible.
Right. So, in your opinion, how did the Democratic Convention start?
The way most of the conventions start, you get representatives from every state. There's so many people from every state that goes to a convention. And then there are the people that are running for president, and they're there, and they give talks and everything, and tell the people what they think this country should do or not do, or how it should be run or not run.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of voting. I mean, some states will vote yes, some states will vote no, and then you get to maybe a couple of the people that are running that are favored, and they have to figure out which man is going to actually represent the Democratic people for the election. And they really get up there and talk and say how they feel and what they think this country should do and blah, blah, blah. And then the voting goes on until eventually it's to a point where they vote, all of the states vote enough for one person that he's the one that gets the job to run for president in the Democratic Party.
Do you think that all of the riots, all of the yippies going around, do you think that like all of this could have been avoided?
I don't know, because they were younger than I was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were things that went on that there were kids that were getting shot in colleges
mm-hmm.
because they were arguing about one thing or another. And it was just a matter of, there were things that went on. There were things that went on at Kent State where there were some shots fired and someone, I don't remember if that person was killed or just injured. That, I'm sorry to say, I don't remember. But,
Right. So, during the Democratic Convention, what do you think started the destruction, the looting? Because it got out of hand very quickly and very abruptly.
It was just because there were a bunch of crazy young people out there, and they needed something badly to complain about because they were so upset about everything that was going on. And they just started. I don't know that they actually had a real reason why they did it. They just started. They started doing the if I can remember, I don't think any of the buildings or the cars were damaged. It was mostly outside stuff like signs and garbage cans and maybe a telephone booth or something was knocked over. But they just objected to all of this so badly that just kind of got out of hand. Young people can do that. If they decide that they're not happy with what's going on, then they feel like, hey, I'm going to do something about it. Mm-hmm. And they just start doing damage. But it doesn't necessarily make them right. It doesn't necessarily make what they do the very best thing that they could, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's in my opinion, as an 80-year-old today. In those days, I don't know how I felt about it, because I was afraid. All I wanted mm-hmm. was to get out of that city and take my child home.
Right.
But now, thinking back on all of that, it's very easy to say they did a lot of stupid things that they didn't have to do, but they wanted to do it.
Right. Do you think any of the past riots had an influence on this one? For example, Martin Luther King Jr. and his I Have a Dream speech and all of the other African-American people that agreed with his views.
Definitely, honey. The African-American people have really, totally never felt that they have gotten a totally honest part for their lives. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of them, even today, they look at today the things that are happening where black kids are even treated badly by the police.
Yeah, right.
You know, the white police will shoot a black child, and then they find out the black one never ever had a gun or something, mm-hmm. you know? So they've always had to try to fight to get their freedom.
Right. So do you think that the 1968 Democratic Convention had an impact on where we are in today's society? Do you think that the 1968 Democratic Convention had any impact on where we are in today's society?
That I'm not sure. There's been a lot of conventions since then, a lot of things that have happened since then, and whether that particular convention had anything to do, I don't know, because there were a lot of things that went on in this world, mm-hmm. in this country, even in this state, after that convention. So I don't know if we can judge that convention actually had something to do with all of those things. Some of it, there have been people from different nationalities that have come farther and have worked harder to get things better. There's been a lot of good black people that have come forward to make this a better country for their people. Mm-hmm. They still have problems, but I imagine it's better than it was then. And whether that convention had anything to do with it, I wouldn't be able to judge. I don't know. But a lot of things have happened, and the politicians, there have been some good ones, there have been some ones I haven't been thrilled with. Whether it's within the state, whether it's in the national level, I don't know.
All right. Okay, so what was the end result of the riot that day that you were there?
Well, in time we realized that things were getting worse as the day went on, and it was scaring us to death. And if we hadn't have gotten out of there, we don't know what might have happened to us. But after we got home and did tune into the news and realized that it had gotten so bad that the damage did $50 million worth of damage to the town, but then we found out 11 people were murdered. And we were so grateful that we got out of there before all of this got so much worse.
What would you have done if Mom got hurt, if something happened to her when she was 2 years old there?
I would have tried to have gotten to the nearest hospital I could find. And I don't know where that would have been, because in those days, I didn't know, other than Children's Hospital, I didn't know where anything else was. But if anything would have happened to her while we were there, I would have tried very hard to get her to a hospital to make sure she was okay. And that would have been hard to do too, because I don't know that we could have gone in a car to do that. And if we would have had to walk, that would have even been worse, because we probably would have been among the people that were running around and doing everything. And for that matter, it may have harmed all of us. You know, she probably got hurt by maybe a rock coming through a car window, because we probably didn't notice that stuff until after we got home. But if that would have happened, oh my God, I don't know what I would have done, because my husband wasn't with us. Mm-hmm. And at the time we were just two women in our 20s. And I don't know what we would have done except try to get her to safety somehow.
All right. Well, I think that this concludes our interview. Thank you so much, Noni, for sitting here with me and sharing your experience about the Richard Daley 1968 Democratic Convention.
Well, honey, I'm glad to have helped you. And I realized that being 80 years old and trying to run back, realize back to my 20s, every little thing. There may have been a couple of things here and there that I forgot, but believe me, I did not forget that rioting. We were in the middle of it, and all I could think of is, I gotta get my little girl home safe. Mm-hmm. And right. I did, because now she's your mother.
Well, thank you. And this concludes our interview.